Bayan, at the time of the Kodesh Lebracha, visited Eretz Yisrael, and he stayed in the Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Rishvus. So different Hasidim came to him from different parts of Eretz Yisrael to be in his Sviva, you know, during Shavuos. So in Eretz Shavuos, there were guests that came from Tel Aviv, Hasidim of his, and he asked him if after Shavuos he can come and stay by them in Tel Aviv, if I bring a Shabbos with them. So he answered them, b'zeh haloshem. He says, now we're on our way to Har Sinai. We're taking the trips before Shavuos. I'm busy now with the trip to Har Sinai. I can't think about any other trips right now. He says, Mi'aretz Hashem, after we arrive to Har Sinai, and after Shavuos, after Mount Torah, then we can talk about other trips. After Shavuos, he ended up coming there. By him, he was reliving the Nesiyah to Har Sinai. There was a similar Maisa with his father, who was known as the Baal Pachad Yitzchok of Bayan. He was making a chasana, mamish right after Shavuos, one of his children. So there was some chassidim that couldn't make it both to him for Shavuos and for the chasana as well. So they ended up only coming for the chasana afterwards. So when he saw them, he looks at them, he says, you leave the big chasana and you come to the little chasana. And was, by them it was literal. It wasn't stam epis hazog, you know, we're getting married with the Torah. You leave the big chasana and you come to the little chasana. And there was a third maisa, the bluja of a rebbe. So one time, the king's doctor was in Bluzhiv. So the chassidim, they arranged that he should come and check out the Rebbe. He was feeling a little bit exhausted of late. So they asked the doctor if he can come check out. The doctor was grad a yid, not a frum yid, but he had great respect for Hashem yid. So he gives him a thorough checkup. The Rebbe was masking, he gives him a thorough checkup. Afterwards, he tells him in German, he says, Eier Körper ist ganz gesund. Your body is ganz healthy. Aber Eier Herz klappt etwas nicht ganz normal. Your heart is not beating totally, you know, normal. So the Blue Shiva Rebbe answers him in German. He says, Herr Doktor, weißen Sie was heint is? You know what today is? Shrugs his shoulders. He says, today is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. What's that Mishchai Deshivan? He says, in a few days, we're going to be Makabo the Torah. And you want my heart to be beating yet on a normal pace? This is what he told the doctor. Pshat is by Tzadikim, it was a reality. It wasn't Stam Epis, a day that we commemorate something from long ago. Matan Torah was a reality. There's a Medrash, Yalkut and Parsis Yisroel, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroel. Bonai, my sons, hey, you kairim as a parsha hazu b'chol shana. Read this parsha of Maimon Har Sinai every single year. Vani mala aleichem ki'ilu atem oimdim lufnei Har Sinai. And I will consider it as if you're standing in front of Har Sinai. U'makabim as a teira, and you makabim the teira. So Moshe Chaim Lutzato, he writes that any tikkun that happened in the past with Klal Yisrael, any great light that was, you know, that lit up any of the Zmanim, any Kufa, that is mayor for us whenever that time comes along by us again, that same light, that same or that same Kiddusha is Neschadish, that same Tikkun is Neschadish, and we experience that once again. And therefore, by Matan Torah, when it comes Chag HaShavuos, it's not the pshat, it's a day, thousands of years later, that we commemorate something that happened a long time ago. The same or, the same fire, the same kedusha is neskadosh over again. What did they do during those 3 days? What did they do when they prepared themselves for Maimon Har Sinai? The Svarim say, they were mispal, takadosh baruch hu, v'hoire neinu b'sev resecho, v'dabik libeinu b'mitzvei secho. It's also understandable that they daven for their children's hatzlacha as well. So these days are mesugal hachonah for tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmai. The pasuk says in Parshas Yisroel, Vayanu kolam yachdov, the whole nation answered together, Vayomru kol hashedibur Hashem na'aseh, everything that Hashem spoke, we should do. Parshas Mishpatim, Says another pasuk. Vayikach sefer habris, vayikra ba'oznei ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu read it in the ears of the people. Vayayimu kol ha'shedivar Hashem na'ase v'nishma. Anything that Hashem spoke, na'ase v'nishma. So there's two differences between these two pesukim. The one in Parashas Yisroi and the one in Parashas Mishpatim. Over here in Parashas Yisroi, it says, Vayanu kolam yachdav. Everybody answered together. And Chofetz Chaim brings down a medrash that it's pillar plum. You had hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people, that answered Mamash Bavas Achas at the exact same moment, like only Malachim could do. Nasir, we will do. Mamash, at the exact same second, not before, not after. They all answered Yachdav at the exact same moment. So here it says Yachdav. The pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, it does not say Yachdav. Vayikach sefer habris, vayikra ba'oznei ha'am, vayayimru kol ha'shedivar Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. It does not say Yachdav. The second difference is, the first pasuk says just na'aseh, it doesn't say na'aseh v'nishma. And the first pasuk is only na'aseh, and the second pasuk says na'aseh v'nishma. What's the chilul between the two? So there's a couple of pshatim here. The Meshech Chachma says, Amari v'kipshat. He says, there were two chalakim to Kabbalah Satayru. There was one Kabbalah that the whole klal was makabal the Torah all together as a klal. Klal Yisrael was makabal it together in unison. And there was another Kabbalah that each individual was makabal for himself. I'm being makabal the Torah. You're being makabal the Torah. Those were individual Kabbalahs on Yechidim. The first Kabbalah says Yachdov, when everybody was makabal it together. And that, like the Chofetz Chaim says, it was all mamish the exact same second. It's impossible for any individual to be Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. There's certain mitzvahs that are said only to Kehanim, there's certain mitzvahs to Levim, there's certain mitzvahs to Malachim. It's impossible for everybody to be Makabal. So all of Klal Yisrael in unison, they can be Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. So for that, you need a Kabbalah, everybody together, not parting from each other. To be Makabal with Mamish B'maisa, you need all of Klal Yisrael together. But there's another kind of way you can be Makan Kol HaTorah Kulo, that's through learning the Torah. Kol Isaac B'Torah Zvachim Meshlamim, Tash Menachis, Ma'alo L'Bakosav Kilu Hikrivan, and that's true with all other mitzvahs. So in the second Kabbalah of each individual, any individual cannot be Makan Kol HaTorah Kulo B'maisa, so there it had to say Na'asa V'nishma, will do, but those Chalakim that we can't be Makan on our own, that's V'nishma, that will have to come on to Limud HaTorah, and through that will be Kabbalah. There's two separate Kabbalahs. One is on the Klal and one is on the Prat. The Klal is Yachdav, they roll Makabal together. The Prat, Zokta Meshech Chachma, each individual cannot be Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. For that, they needed a Nishma as well. There's another pshat that I once heard. Why you need a Kabbalah of the Klal and why you need a Kabbalah of the Prat. And based on the Mishnah, in Eina Mili Mili, if I am not for myself, who is for me? When I am by myself, what am I? There are those that say, Apikursim that say, I don't identify with certain aspects of the Torah, certain commandments just don't speak to me. You know, I like to keep those things that I identify with, those things that I can understand, those things that talk to me. That's Apikursis. You know, you have to be Makayim the Torah the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. And Eved doesn't choose out, I'll listen to this and I won't listen to that. There is something about a yachid being makabal the Torah. Just because everybody else does it, right? And I do it because everybody else does it, that's not enough. Every person has to have his own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person, if he has tumas hanefesh, he understands the Torah in this way and that way. Ayin panam la Torah, the 70 ways of understanding the Torah. Everybody, if he has tumas hanefesh, if he has havana, sometimes if he has mesayra, where he comes from. So that's the pshat in the two Kabbalahs. There was one Kabbalah Claudius. Everyone is going to do the exact same thing. And nobody budges from the other. Tayag mitzvahs, kolosea, proteisea. They were all in the Kabbalah together. No one is going to separate from the other. We're all the same. There's no individuality over there. When it comes to being Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, you can't say, well, this I understand, and this I'll do, and this I won't do. No such thing. Everyone's in the Kabbalah together. Nobody budges from the Torah B'Klavos. That is the Kushani La'atzmi Mani. If you're going to go off on your own, you're not being Makayim anything. But then there's a separate Kabbalah, the Kabbalah of the Yachid. Yeda ainah versteht the Torah lefiyas tchumas hanefesh lefiyas havana. That's the beauty of Torah. There's so many different pirushim, so many different ways of understanding. Elu veelu diri elokim chaim versteht sich. It has to be al pi ha-mesira. But lemaisa, there is a certain aspect of individuality in Kabbalah's Hatayra. That is the second Kabbalah over there. It doesn't say Yachdav over there. That was the Kabbalah of each individual. We're going to try and harve with Yar Havana, with Yar Seichel, to understand the Torah the way we understand it. Those are the two separate Kabbalahs that we speak about over here. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, there's a big machlokes Tanoim, how we're to celebrate Yom Tovim in general. There's one man that learns out of a pasuk, you have to celebrate in an oifen of Lashem. Torah, tefillah, spend your full day in the Beis Medrash, davening and learning. There's nights of Yid also, but the Iker, the whole day has to be spent on Ruchnias. There's another mandoma that says, no, the oifen of the Simchas Yontif has to be in an oifen of Lachem, in a Gashmi is the Gawai. Zavdi Gemara in Psochem, HaKol Moidim Ba'atzeres, everyone is Moida on Shvuas, de Be'ina Nami Lachem. There, everybody agrees you also have to celebrate in a Gashmi Yizdikaifin. Tavos, Yom Shenitna Torah. This is the day that the Torah was given. So everybody asks the Kasha, that's a reason why you should celebrate in a Gashmi Yizdik away. I mean, I don't know, but Torah is the most Ruchni Yizdik thing imaginable. That should be the reason why we spend the whole day in the Beis Medrash sitting and learning and not wasting a second on anything Gashmi Yizdik. So I once heard a Mayur Dikipshat based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Mishamayim, it's a pasuk. Mishamayim hishmato din. From Shamayim you let the din be known. Eretz yara v'shokta. The land was afraid and it was peaceful. The Gemara asks a question. That's an oxymoron. That's a contradiction. If it's afraid, if it's trembling, then it can't be at peace. And if it's at peace, then it can't be trembling. In the beginning it was afraid, but then it calmed down. What was that all about? It's based on what the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Ma'aseh Bereishis, Tanai Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis, that if on Vav Sivan there Makabal the Torah, Yom HaShishi, with the Hei HaYidia, Yom HaShishi means that day of Vav Sivan, if the Makabal the Torah, then the world will have a Kiyam. If you're not going to be Makabal the Torah, Ani Magzir Eschem, so look at Chil of the earth was afraid. What's going to be? Is Klal Yisrael going to be Makabal the Torah? Finally, they said, Nasa v'nishma. The world settled down. Shokta, it calmed down. So it comes out that the Bria, the creation, did not really become complete until Shavuos. The Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. But that is not a Gemar HaBria. The Gemar HaBria is on Shavuos. On Rosh Hashanah, we say Hayayim Haras Olam. Today's the birth of the world. The emes is that Shavuos is really the gemara of the birth of the world, because the world did not have a full-fledged kiyum until it came Zman Matan Torah Saint. Why does it have to be like that? Why is the world totally in Kabbalah Satayra? It was very much alive beforehand. Why is it totally in Kabbalah Satayra? I once heard a Meir Nikim Marshall. A fellow buys himself this new complicated machine. So you need a manual to be able to run it. Right? If the fellow does not read the manual, not only will he not get the toyelas that he needs from the machine, but he might break the machine, he might ruin the entire thing. Without the manual, the machine is worthless to him. The Olam is the most complicated machine imaginable. It's a very complicated world out there. A human being is a very complicated Bria, with all of the different forces tugging at him, with all of the different Midas Rois, with all of the Eitz Haaretz tugging at him. A human being is a very complicated machine. Human beings responsible for the history of the world, all of the Melchamas in the world, and all of the Tzaris and everything came about because the human being was out of control. In order for that to work, you need the manual to be able to guide you exactly how it works. And if you don't go to that manual, and you don't read that manual, and you don't abide by the manual, so there's no kiyum. You just self-destruct, as we see what's happening in the world today. The world is self-destructing today, because people are not in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goyim are not in touch with a higher force. They're not in touch with themselves. They're not willing to battle the Yetzer Hara, so the world is coming apart at the seams. So without that manual, the world has no kiyum. So that's the pshat. Tanai hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masa Bereishis. If Klal Yisrael is mekabel that manual, if they'll abide by it, then the world has a kiyum. But if they're not going to be mekabel, they're not going to bother reading it or paying attention to it. So then the entire Bria has no kiyum whatsoever. So Hashem Lefi Zeh, that's why Hakol Moedim, the Bina Nami Lochem, because Olam HaZeh has no kiyum unless he had the Torah with it. It's the Torah that's the manual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tackled by Raisu Bara Alma. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Torah was his blueprint. And the Torah is the manual for the world to be able to survive. So it's only because of the Torah that we have Olam HaZeh, that we have this physical world. So HaKol Moedin Deb'ino Nami Lachem Yon Shenit Novem Torah. There's a minute to spread out grasses in Shtichas Asovim, put out grass in the Batik Nesias. The Levush says that the reason is that we should remind ourselves of Maimon Har Sinai. It says in Parshas Kisisa, by the Kabbalah, by the Luchos Shniyos, Gam Hatzayin v'Habakar al Yero el Mul Hohorahu, that the Tzayin and the Bakar should not pasture opposite the mountain. Shmami know that there were grasses over there. So you see, there was grass by Har Sinai, so we put grass down as a zecher of Har Sinai. What's the pshat? Levush writes, but the simple pshat is l'chayra, that we want to reenact Maimon Har Sinai as much as we can. And any remez in the Torah that we have of what it looked like by Maimon Har Sinai, we want to reenact. The Sfarim bring down another reason of why we put grass down. I saw it brought down, Mishen Demir Yosef of Spinke, so others say it as well. There's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Chol Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Ada Bar Masna, he left his house to go to learn, to go away from home. His wife asked him, so what's going to be with the children? What are we going to feed them? So he said, Hayim Osi Yerokas Mena Agam, are there no more grasses that are growing in the field? You'll feed them that certain kind of a grass. And finished. Now, to us, it sounds Achzoriyazdik, you know. To us it sounds Achzoriyazdik, feed them grass. But the Gemara meant to show us that Al Heichen Advarim Magim to be Machshiv Torah, a person has to be willing to do that to be kind of Torah. We're not holding by that Madrega, we're far from that. But from the way the Gedolim looked at it, there's no question that he had Rachmanis on his wife and children. And Afal Pi Kain, he said, for Torah you have to be willing to sacrifice, that even if all you're going to have is that grass, you have to be willing to do that. So on Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we put out the grass, as a zecher of that, that is kedai to give up all of the Yonam of Olam HaZeh in order to be zeicher to Torah. There's also a minhag to bring flowers into the Beis HaKnesses. I saw a beautiful shot brought down, Mishem Sfar Magdashim. What's the need of bringing in flowers? The pasht is to beautify the Beis Medrash. They give off a nice smell, and the Torah gave off a nice smell when Hashem called Dibur V'Dibur, that Yotzim Yipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world was mismala from a ray of Taif. I saw Pshat brought down by the Mefarshim. The flowers, when they're brought into the Beis HaKnesses in the beginning of Yontif, they're all beautiful, they're all nice, they're all fresh, they're all gewaldig. By the end of Yontif, they're withered, and they're, you know, all dried out. That's a lesson to us. We always have to be connected to the Makor Mayim Chaim. When a person is disattached, when a plant is disattached from its yinika, eventually that's what happens to it. It cannot survive for very long afterwards. The lesson to us is that we have to be attached to the Makor Mayim Chaim. It's Chaim Ilam Achazikim, but we have to hold on to that. And in that way, we'll never get old, we'll never become withered in Ruchnius, and we'll remain with that Frischkeit of Kedusha. There's a minig. Minig Yisrael is to be up the entire night, Gantz Leil Shavuos, and the Makor is the Zayir HaKadosh, and that's Yodua, there's a Haftacha from the Arizal, that someone that stays up a whole night Shavuos, Muftach Loi, that no Nezek will happen to him, nothing bad will happen to him throughout that year. The reason of the Minig, the Magen Avraham writes, is because Klal Yisrael, when it came right before Kabbalah Satayra, they went to sleep to take a nap. The Ma'am is supposed to have kochus for Kabbalah Satayra. And the end result was they overslept. The Moshe Rabbeinu had to go around from tent to tent to wake them up. So for us to be misakin that, you know, we stay up all night to be misakin that the Klal Yisrael, this is a Pirkei Drush of laws that the Medrash says, is that Moshe Rabbeinu had to go from tent to tent. So I saw a Moshe Rabbeinu Kipshat from Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. He says the following. He says, the Bnei Yisrael, they were preparing themselves for Kabbalah's HaTorah with a tremendous Achana. So what do they want to do? They wanted to throw off the yoke of Olam Hazeh. They wanted to totally remove themselves from any Gashmiyazdik sensations and give up their goof and give up any Gashmiyazdik feelings to be totally nizdabik in the Bairi Olam. And for that they went to sleep, to be mevatel any physical sense of Bechlau. And in that way they were hoping they would be mizdabik in the Bairi Olam. That's why they went to sleep. Dr. Tzadok, that such a thing is only shayach before Kabbalah's HaTorah. La'acha Kabbalah's HaTorah, that's not the way to be mizdabek with the Bairi Yoyim. Bir hadvarim. Kaidu Kabbalah's HaTorah, the world was in stira to the human being. The Chaymer, the Gashmias, we didn't have a way of utilizing it. L'shem Avodas Hashem. Al-Kain, Klal Yisrael wanted to be mevatel any physical senses and any hiskashus with the Olam HaGashmi in order to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the tools, we said before, the manual of operating this world of Gashmias, together with the Torah, we don't have to go to sleep, we don't have to be mevatel our Ruchni is the consensus. Lehepach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to work mitaych this Bria. I've said over a number of times the word from the Kotzker, Ba'anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. I want you to be holy men. Anoshim, I want you to be men, but holy. Malachim, I have plenty up in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Down here, I want people that live in Olam Hazeh, not that they're misag of themselves, not that they become, you know, totally mufke from Olam Hazeh. The Torah, now that we have Kabbalah's HaTorah, we have a way of negotiating the harsh waves of Olam Hazeh and be able to move on. In the Lashon of the Chachamim, Shavuos is called Atzeres. Brought down the Gemara before. We don't find that lotion in the Torah. We don't find that in the Torah. The Torah calls it Yom Abikurim or whatever. We don't find that Shavuos is called Atzeres in the Torah. Why did the Chachamim give it the name Atzeres? So the Ramban says a very interesting reason. The Ramban writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah us that we first have a Chag HaMatzos of 7 days. After the first day of Pesach, we count 49 days. And then you have the 50th day, you have seven units of seven. And the eighth day of that, of the seven units of seven, is Shavuos, which is on Matan Torah Seinu. The Kavon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was it's one big Yontif. Pesach is the first days of the Yontif. The first day of Pesach, the 49 days in between are like a chalavayit. The last day is the eighth day of Yontif. The day after the seven times seven. So just like Sukkot, the eighth day is called Atzeres. So the eighth day over here is also called Atzeres. It's done to that. But it's one big Yontif. It's called Chag HaShavuos because it entails all of the 7 weeks. Those up the Ramban. I saw a very nice pshat, b'shem Delev Avraham. He says the following. The Gemara says, Chazal tell us it's a psikta zutras, it's a medrash. Why is Har Sinai called Har Sinai? Shemimene yor the sinner loiv dekechov. The goyim, so shy of what that means exactly, but pashtus it means that the goyim started hating us from Maimon Har Sinai and on. Favos, why do they hate us? So the Rambam writes, the Rambam is in Igeres Teimon. He says, Iker sinus umus ha'olam, the reason why the umus ha'olam hate us, because we, the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we keep Torah and mitzvahs, and even though they don't really realize it, but their mazel sees that because we keep Torah and mitzvahs, we're going to be the ones that are Neichel Eilam Haba, and we are the people of eternity. And subconsciously, their mazel senses this, and the Meila Al Tzkinah, they hate us. As I write the Rambam. So this day of Shavuos is a day that Sinah went to the Gekhom against us. It's Yadua that it says in the Sfarim HaKdoshim that anti-Semitism, the sinner, is the biggest bracha that's given to Klal Yisrael. Because if not for the sinner, we would have lost our identity long ago, we would have mingled with the Goyim, we would have intermarried with them, we would have taken on their minhagim. So the biggest bracha to us is the fact that we have the Torah and the Goyim, they hate us. That's Atzeres. It holds us back from mingling with the Goyim. Atzeres is a lashon of holding back, It holds us back from mingling with the Goyim. That's where Chazal coined the name Atzeres. On Shavuos, it became Atzeres. There's another pshat that said, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Be'ah Daf Chofeim at Beis. The Gemara says over there, Il Mole Nitna Torah Li Yisrael, if the Torah would not be given to Klal Yisrael, Ein Ko'uma V'loshin Yichon L'Lamed B'fneihem. No nation, no tongue could stand before them. V'hainu D'Amar Roshimim Ben Lakish. Roshimim Ben Lakish said, Gimel Azenheim. There are three bold Brias in the world. Yisrael B'umas, Yisrael amongst the nations of the world, Kela B'chayis, the dog amongst the chayis, Tarnagel B'ayifis, chicken amongst the birds. The world would not be able to withstand Klal Yisrael. They're so bold and they're so brave and they're so strong and have such chutzpah. They'll make a churban in the world. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah to hold us back, to be able to channel our koiches in the right direction. Those gevaldig koiches of chutzpah, chelech l'ayraisa, to use that koich l'shem Torah. So Hashem l'fizeh, this day is called Atzeres. It holds back that chutzpah that we have and it channels it in the right direction to turn our backs to the world and to be able to keep the Torah and to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen nation. I'd like to share with you a Moedik Machshava that I saw today. We learn Megillas Rus. There's various reasons why we learn Megillas Rus that are brought down in the Sfarim. The Yeshayim, it's the yard site of David HaMelech, so the stuff he was born then. And Hashem, if he said, we remember his Yichus. That's one reason. There's another reason. It happened to make Tzir Sa'irim, and this is the Yimei HaKtzir. So we mentioned it then as well. Frank brings down a pshat that the whole Indian of Malchus Beis David evolving through Rus came because of a drush of Torah Shebaal Peh, Amoyin Ivaloy Amoyin Ismoy Avivaloy Moyo Avis, that shows you how paramount Torah Shebaal Peh is. But in Megillas Rus, there's a Moedikid thing. We learn from Kenyan Rus, from Megillas Rus, the Indian of Kenyan Chalipin. Kenyan Chalipin, when it came time to transfer over the rights to buy the field off of Naomi and Rus, they made a Kenyan Chalip. V'zois lufnim b'Yisrael, al agula v'al atmura, whenever it meant they redeemed karka, or they exchanged things, l'kayim kol dover, to establish any Kenyan, sholaf ishnaloi v'nosin l'reyehu. V'zois atuda b'Yisrael, this was the minig. V'yaymer ha'goya l'aboyaz k'neilach, the goyal told boyaz, with this taking off of the shoe, you take over the rights to buy the field. Vayishlof now. I saw brought down from one of today's biggest darshanim. His name is Rabbi Goyner Pinchas Friedman. He's the Rosh HaKoyl of all the bells of Koylim. He's as I say for Shvilei Pinchas, his weekly shiur is emailed like to thousands and thousands of people throughout the world. Mishunadik darshan. See, he says nothing is b'mikra, nothing is a coincidence. And Kal v'chaymer, when it comes to Malchus Beis David, nothing is a coincidence. He said Malchus Beis David came about through someone removing his shoe. And doing it, the removal of a shoe must have some shaykhis to Malchus Beis David. What is that tchuna that the removal of the shoe has with Malchus Beis David? So he says the following. It's yadua. It's brought down the Bnei Yisoska in the Sefer Igri the Pirka brings down the shame Hagoyin Ramosha Chagiz that the reason why we wear shoes is because there was a klala on the Adama or Arur Adama Machmas the Chait of the Eitz Adas. There was a klala on the Adama, so to separate ourselves from the Adama, which was Neskalala, we wear shoes that our feet should not come in contact with the Adama. This is why on Har HaBayis, you don't go in with your shoes, because Har HaBayis is mufka from that klala. Har HaBayis was niskadeish with special kedusha. It does not go into the klala. Same thing by Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shalni Alech Me'al Raglecha, Ki Amok Mashatayim Erla Admas Kedushi. So that is mufka from the chet of the Eitz Hadas, from the klala. Hashem l'fizeh, then we don't wear shoes. Same thing on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we don't wear shoes. It's us that wear shoes. Because the Yom is Mekadosh the Adama, that on this day it's Mufka from Chet. Asher Lufizeh, on this day we don't wear shoes. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, a very interesting Gemara. La'olam yimkur adam, kairas beisai. Person should even sell the beams of his house and buy himself a pair of shoes. I did a kach to buy a pair of shoes, sell everything. This is very good because the Adama represents klala. A person wants to disattach himself from klala in order to gain bracha. He should be willing to sell everything in order to be zaycha to bracha and disattach himself from klala. In Vayter, we make a bracha every single day. Sha'asoli kol tzarki, that's on the shoes. Because kol tzarki comes about from bracha. And shoes bring about the bracha by separating us from the klala of the Adama. David HaMelech, Mashiach ben David, he's going to bring the world to its original tikkun, that the Adama is going to be taken away from its klola. The Adama will be mesukin. The Adama will one day once again become kadosh, and there will be no need to wear shoes anymore. So with the inception of this kinyan, which brought about Malchus Beis David, which led to the Melech HaMashiach, it came about with the Mishal of Ishnaloi, because the future, the end result, of this union, of this transaction is going to be. B'shalav Ishnali lost it. Lovey, when Mashiach comes, we'll be taking off our shoes because the klal will not be on the Adama anymore. Russian Mishitak Mizaycha to that Zman. Have a good Shabbos, everybody, and have a good Yom Tov.